down southbound on I-15, but this so far has not been too bad of an afternoon drive for a Friday. For traffic going from South Salt Lake at about 3300 South into Draper, because that's where the bulk of the slowdowns are. Northbound I-15 also seeing heavy and slow traffic between 123rd South up to Midvale. We still have that patch of slowing southbound I-215's west belt between California Avenue and the Maverick Center. Len Thomas?
Well, 5600 West is clearing out nicely. A little bit of slowing southbound right at I-80. Otherwise, Bangor Highway is getting better as well, but still busy from 3500 South to 5400 South. And if you're taking the plunge southbound I-15 into Utah County, below speeds from the top of the point to about 1500 north in Lehigh. Northbound 15, about a 24-minute KSL drive time, Spanish Fork to the point. Mark?
Well, it's been a little rough heading out of Salt Lake City to the North Interchange. Sort of typical Friday delays there. But here's where traffic is really very slow. Prepare to spend some KSL travel times between before the Highway 89 split, really about Parrish Lane up to SR-193 Clearfield. Solid delays the entire way. You got southbound delays coming from Sunset down to about 650 North Clearfield. Highway 89 very heavy up into Kaysville. Then again from SR-193, it's a tight drive to the I-84 interchange. UDOT construction alert. Watch for lane restrictions on I-15 in Weber County. Beginning as early as Friday night, crews will be repaving the freeway between Riverdale and Far West. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.